You're on Texas Standard Time.
A couple weeks ago, I got this call from a number with a Dallas area code.
Hello, this is St. Mary's Prayer Center Ministry calling today to see if you need urgent prayer. If you would like to have someone from our center pray for you, please press 1. If you would like to no longer hear from us, please press 3.
I pressed 1. I was curious, and it certainly couldn't hurt to have somebody pray for me. A few days later, I got a call back. I wasn't recording at the time, but the voice on the other end of the line said someone would indeed pray for me, but it also asked for a monetary donation. I hung up, and after a little Googling, I saw that lots of people received the same call I did with the same solicitation. And then I got another call.
The struggle is over. The struggle is over in your finances, in your household, even in your body, even around the relationship.
The call kept going.
The one thing that you've been asking, the one thing that you've been believing God, the one thing that you've been needing God to do, I'm here to give you the word. It shall come to pass. The Bible says...
And going.
It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall...
Finally, after about 7 minutes of this, the recording gets down to business.
$47 seed, that $147, that $30 seed adding the 47 cents, the $1,047, the $247. I love you dearly. Thank you for being my friend and partner. Please hold as I connect you to my blessed prayerful operator now.
I was connected to a call center operator who said she was from the Philippines. I gave $1.47. My idea was to see the organization's name show up on my bank statement and get more information, but that plan failed. The $1.47 showed up as a PayPal transaction. But I didn't have to look very hard to find out who made the call. It came from Manasseh Jordan Ministries, an organization run by a man who calls himself Prophet Manasseh Jordan. He's got tons of videos on YouTube. He's a young guy, sharp dresser. I reached out to Manasseh Jordan Ministries for comment on this story. They didn't return any of my calls or emails. But I'm not the only person getting these calls, not by a long shot. Dozens of people have sued the group over the calls. Sam Myler is a consumer advocacy lawyer with an office in Austin. He represents about 75 clients who are suing Manasseh Jordan Ministries.
Part of the reason it's such a pervasive problem is because of the systems that they are using. It's not an individual that's sitting there in, you know, some office in a church. You've got some kind of equipment that is being used to auto-dial people, thousands in very short periods of time.
Some of Myler's clients have received just a few calls, while others got over 100. The lawsuits filed against Jordan's ministry say the calls violate the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. It's a law designed to protect people from invasive calls. Clients started bringing these cases to Myler a little over a year ago. But even though the calls may be fairly new, direct solicitations from religious groups are not.
In the 1980s, there were quite a few religious organizations around the country that were using direct mail to send out notices that they were caring for the spiritual lives of people and would like to care for you.
That's Quentin Schultz, a professor of communication emeritus at Calvin College. The letters would tell people to send in money or a coupon for further blessings. Schultz says that this kind of direct outreach is really effective with some people.
If you can reach them inexpensively and seem to offer them spiritual help, and they will find some people who will respond positively, and it doesn't take a lot to make it profitable. What it really comes down to more than anything else is if they are in a vulnerable state, they're much more likely to get involved.
But there are also other consequences. Remember, the first organization I heard from was called St. Mary's Prayer Center. Some of the people who received the same call were confused or unhappy about it. So they called St. Mary's to give them a piece of their mind. The problem is that St. Mary's is a pretty common name for a Christian institution. So churches like St. Mary's Cathedral in Amarillo and the St. Mary's Catholic Center in College Station got an earful. Marcel Lejeune is the Associate Director of Campus Ministry at St. Mary's in College Station. Lejeune says the ministry regularly calls supporters, and he's worried that some of those folks will confuse the robocalls with his calls.
You know, we have a large campus ministry. We rely on these donations we have to have good relationships with them.
If the calls persist, Lejeune says he may look into taking legal action. Otherwise, his next best plan might just be to pray that the calls stop. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.